This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. So many people want to help those affected by Harvey. And the city of Austin is directing anyone who wants to give material donations to the Austin Disaster Relief Network. It's a nonprofit organization comprised of more than 175 churches in the greater Austin area. And today they're keeping extended hours, staying open until 7 p.m. at their location on 51st Street, just east of I-35. They're doing a big donation drive.
Hi, how are you? Are you here dropping off? If you wouldn't mind just pulling around the back of the building, they'll take care of you there.
Thank you
so much.
Retired Austin firefighter Randy Templeton was volunteering today for ADRN. He was directing a steady stream of cars and trucks that were arriving with donations.
We've had a nice, steady flow. We were concerned that we might back up into 51st Street. That hadn't been the problem so far. It's been really good.
I followed Claudia Araujo. She was unloading donations from the trunk of her car.
Baby clothes, baby food, diapers, all kinds of goodies. Because we're all humans and we all need from each other.
The donations were loaded on a cart and pushed up a metal ramp into a loading dock.
My name's Rita Davis. I'm the general manager of Hope Family Thrift Store, which is the thrift store that is with the Austin Disaster Relief Network. I am sorting through tons and tons of clothes, shoes, cleaning supplies, personal hygiene items, you name it, we're getting it. And we need to get it sorted. We don't want to send all this stuff to the shelters or down to Houston or Corpus disorganized and disheveled. So we're trying to put it all in what makes sense.
How do you sort it? What's your system?
That's a good question. There's a little method to this madness, but we've got large cardboard bins sitting on pallets, and they're labeled as to each what item is in it. We got the personal hygiene, we got the diapers, the cleaning supplies, the undergarments, and then as the supplies and donations come in, we take it back to our warehouse and bring out another empty one.
I am Daniel Geraci, Austin Disaster Relief Network Executive Director.
What kind of donations do you need? What are you looking for?
Well, you know, some of the primary donations are pillows, blankets, big ones, you know, because they're coming here with all they have is just the clothes in the back. Another great one is the hygiene kits. You know, we may take advantage of a toothbrush, all of us, but we've seen families that were sharing toothbrushes, you know, to work gloves, some of the trash bags, the items that they need to go back and clean up their homes in. Another big one is the box fans. That is really a big one because to dry out your house and potentially to keep your family cool when their AC units are probably going to be blown. Those are some of the important items I would say would be for listeners to really think about purchasing and buying for these families impacted by the disaster.
Right now we're standing in kind of a warehouse area. There's a lot of clothes on hangers. People are bringing in diapers. How much stuff is here and what happens to it after it arrives?
You know, we actually have four warehouses in the city, so a lot of this is going to go, depending on what it is, to different warehouses to house it. But in terms of how are we going to ship it, we're working with many shipping companies that volunteered their time, their trucks, to begin shipping small box trucks to the areas that can't fit an 18-wheeler to large 18-wheelers starting this weekend. To Rockport and some of the coastal cities first, and then once Houston's open to receive goods, then we'll begin shipping them there. We've actually have a company that owns planes, so we've actually been shipping supplies to Houston, but only through planes. So it's amazing the amount of people that are helping out, whether they have a plane, you know, or goods. It's all helpful. Truly is helpful.
And then you have some evacuees who are here doing shopping.
Yeah, we do. We have...
This guy needs to get by real fast. He's pulling a pallet of donated... What are those? Donated clothes. Sorry, you have kind of a storefront and people shop for clothes?
We have a storefront, 10,000 square feet. They're able to get up to 5 outfits for free, shoes for free, linens for free. You know, just all those needy things. Toys is another item that the kids need, you know. And so the nice thing is it's air-conditioned. Dressing rooms, and it's the best of the best that we sort out for them.
Yeah, a lot of companies have volunteer programs where they get their teams out in the community. Some people can even volunteer while they're on the clock. Is this the kind of situation where they might be able to volunteer for ADRN?
Yeah, we're seeing already a lot of businesses come in. Just the other day, we had Texas Mutual, and their awesome volunteers come in with 30, 40 volunteers to help us out here in the thrift store. So if you are a business and you're listening, we can use your volunteers and be somebody that helps us build the welcome kits. you know, which is a kit for a blanket and a pillow and hygiene kit, because we need 7,000 of those, because we're assuming 7,000 people come in, and every single one of them is going to need a welcome kit. I'd encourage people to even put love notes in there, their children's, the right notes, special messages to these survivors to give them hope. You know, regards to volunteers, we run about 100 plus here a day just at this site alone. Every warehouse site will run around those kinds of numbers. If there are volunteers or listening to this message, they want to volunteer, they can actually go to our website, sign up, become, it's our SOS volunteer list, and as the duties rise, we'll continuously post those job opportunities for people to get involved.
What is it like to oversee this operation and to witness this tremendous outpouring of generosity from people in Austin?
Well, you know, we've been in the business for 8 years now. We've seen everything from West, Moore, you know, Bastrop Fires, but this is the largest event we've ever seen. And from our perspective, we get to see the hand of God move through a lot of kind-hearted people wanting to give their love and what they have inside of them away. So it's a real blessing, a privilege to be able to just, I witness that love. We really get the best seats in the house. We might work some long hours, but it's worth it to see what we see.
Alice Sanchez evacuated to Austin from Northwest Houston near the Attix Reservoir. Her home, according to her neighbors, is okay right now, but she's staying at a local motel. Her family includes 4 children, ranging in age from 2 to 9.
So I had my son living with me, my daughter living with me, my son-in-law living with me, their 2 kids, and then me and my husband.
So full house?
Yeah, we were full house. Except the Hispanic version of Full House. And then, So I said, you know what? Y'all get your stuff together. We're leaving today. Pack up this old 95 Expedition that we have. And at this point, we didn't know if it was going to make it to where we were going. My dad had just had his leg amputated on August the 18th. And I wanted to make sure before I left that my father was going to be safe. Now we're here in Austin.
Where are you staying in Austin?
We're staying at the, Hampton Inn. But because we finally got approved for FEMA, because we could no longer afford. Until Friday, we have the FEMA aid, but we had to end up buying a fridge for the room, for the baby's milk. And that was more money and more groceries to buy. And, you know, at this point, we had to start calling our mortgage company saying, we're not going to be able to do it. You know, for this month.
What did the mortgage company say? Were they understand?
That's fine. We'll go ahead and work with you, but you're going to have to repay. We got that on order, and then we had to end up calling. We're self-employed now. We had to end up calling our insurance company because our insurance is $600 a month. So we had to call them and see. They said, well, we'll put 2 payments for next month. So next month we have $1,200 due instead of $600.
It's just adding up.
It's just adding up. Everything's adding up at this point. But, you know, I have faith, and I know that things will come together. So it's okay. We'll do it. God will protect us, all right? God will guide the way.
What are you doing here at ADRN today?
My daughter is renovative clothes for the children and Pampers. She came without a dollar. And, you know, these kids need Pampers, and at this point, we're saying, you know, we don't know what to do, you know? Let's see if we can go out and see if we can get some kind of help from somebody to at least, you know, not be so proud. We've got to let our guard down and say, you know, maybe somebody and thinking that we're not some poor people trying to ask for, I mean, you know, in other words, taking advantage of things. I don't want to take advantage of anything at this point.
The Austin Disaster Relief Network is receiving items Mondays through Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at their location on East 51st Street. Today, they'll be receiving items till 7 p.m., but you can find out all the details about that at adrn.org.